This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Boulder County says it's finished cleaning up debris left behind by the Marshall Fire. A contractor spent 4 months clearing more than 560 properties in Louisville, Superior, and unincorporated areas. That work involved erosion control and recycling efforts. About 65,000 tons of brick and concrete were salvaged, along with more than 2,400 tons of metal. Residents had to enroll in the program for the county to clear up their properties. About 500 chose to use private companies instead. Tina Peters' deputy clerk pled guilty today to 3 misdemeanors. CPR's Benta Berkland reports prosecutors looking to build their case against Peters say they've gained an important asset in their investigation, the cooperation of Belinda Nicely.
In her deal with prosecutors, Nicely will get unsupervised probation, 150 hours of community service, and is banned from working in elections administration again. Nicely pled guilty to her role in an alleged plan by Peters to allow an unauthorized person to copy the hard drives of Mesa County's voting machines. Those copies were later leaked online. Nicely also faced felony charges, but those were dropped as part of her plea deal. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State officials have launched a new program to make community college free for aspiring healthcare professionals. Governor Polis signed bipartisan legislation creating the program earlier this year. Courses will be available at 19 community and technical colleges across the state. Starting this fall, enrolled students will be reimbursed for tuition, fees, and materials through 2024. This is CPR News.